You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
One, two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven,
eight. Hello,
nine, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Okay, I guess we're starting. This is the... All right, Scary, he's got Elvis' glasses on.
Why would you put his
Nate,
glasses on?
Nate, I can't
on?
See you. I hate it.
Oh, my God. It's so freaking blurry. Oh, my God. I'm going to pass out.
Hey, there you are. Okay.
All right. Well, we'll start. Who has something to talk about?
Well, anybody? Let's just explain. The train has left the station.
Yeah, there's nobody in here.
We're all going to...
Okay, we started.
Why are you wearing my glasses?
Because I was pretending I was you for a hot second. And
did you not wear people's glasses? That's gross.
Well, I'll tell you what.
It's like sharing underwear.
I feel like passing out. Everything was so fuzzy for a second.
Well, hold on a second. If Scary doesn't clean behind his ears properly, now when you put those glasses on, you're going to have whatever funk he has.
Oh, yeah.
Andrea, can you sanitize my glasses, please?
That's fecal matter now.
Can you sanitize these?
Yes, absolutely.
Please.
There's that Scary funk on them.
Boil them in water.
Burn them.
I love it. Scary was probably the worst liar as a kid because you came in and said, "Ew, why did you wear my glasses?" And his answer was,
For a hot second, I pretended to be you.
Totally true. Yeah.
I'm not going to deny. I'm going to have to lean into it at that point.
I was in the other room and is Scotty on? Scotty's not on.
Yeah, Scotty's right
on. He wasn't on.
Thanks.
No, he's a bad liar. Look.
Scotty was clearly not on. No. And you're like, yes, he is. He's on right now. So I was in there working with Scotty, and he said, what the hell? He's got your glasses on. I'm like, what is he doing? What are you wearing my glasses for?
Can we go back to Scary gaslighting you?
Yeah. Stop gaslighting me, Scary.
He's on.
He's on right now, see? I gotta go do something. I'll be back.
Oh my god. The moment you leave, Scary's gonna do something.
Take all your belongings with you.
Oh my god. What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Where are we going here? First of all, David Brody, the biggest loudmouth on the podcast, I'm surprised he's missing a minute of this.
Yeah.
He's standing outside the studio. He doesn't realize
we're doing it, and then on top of that, he still has to go get his computer and stuff, so he's going to be like another 10 minutes. Show. So by the time he gets all his stuff, we'll be done.
Yeah, he's talking classic rock with the classic rock radio station programmer.
I think we can hear Scotty, even though
because
Scotty's
on. I was
telling Danielle that she needed to come in.
Because Scotty is on.
I am now.
Scotty's on or off.
Scotty's on because he's trying to talk to
Danielle. He wasn't on earlier, was he?
No, he was not.
Well, why did you say he
wasn't on? Because Elvis was in there recording with him, and I didn't want the recording to bleed over right onto the podcast.
No, we know
so
that
I
part.
So I shut him off.
But Elvis said, Scotty's not on. You go, yeah, he is.
As you turned me on.
The reason it's funny is because I do the same thing sometimes. I'll be like, no, it's fine, it's fine. And at the time you're saying that you're fixing it.
Can you? Okay, here's another thing that Scary does. Can you explain the Jedi mind trick that you do to Elvis?
The Jedi mind trick?
I can.
Is it, is it when we try and get off for a holiday?
Yeah.
And then we all.
You're like, we always take off Arbor Day. Yeah. Come on.
We all get
we
on the
did
same
it last
page.
Yesterday, right?
If enough people agree to it, then Elvis figures it, we must have said it at some point.
I took a class one time. It was like how you can get people to do stuff you don't want them to do. And like business and stuff. And one of them was you have to convince people that it's their idea, that what you're saying is their idea. That's kind of what Scary's doing here is that, yeah, you remember you did that before. You were fine with it. We did that before. And then they're like, oh, okay, well, I guess it, yeah. And then, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I remember you doing it like, hey, so you still wanted to take Monday off? Elvis is like, no, I never wanted to in the first place.
That can either go really well or backfire horrifically once they figure out that that's what you're trying to do. I'm pretty sure that this is what people do to like the elder community to try and get them to sign papers and stuff.
Are you, what are you trying to say, Gandhi?
Are you accusing Scary of elder abuse?
Not yet, because no. Elvis isn't an elder, but I can see what Scary's going to be like when people hit that part. Like, you know, remember, you wanted to give me your entire home.
Sign here.
I would have lost my shit if Scary when Elvis walked in and he goes, you wanted me to wear your glasses.
You told me. You told me to try them on.
Elder abuse is nothing new. It's been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
See, Nate, I thought you were going to go with the trick Scary does where right before we're coming back from a commercial break, you know, it's counting down. And with 15 seconds left, Scary goes, hey, Elvis, remember this blah, 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 blah. And that's the last thought in Elvis's head.
Oh, that also happens, too.
But I don't do that. I don't do that on purpose. I don't do it consciously.
So you don't wait till 15 seconds before the clock's done.
Here comes the president of programming, Tom Pullman, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello,
Tom.
Tom Pullman.
Welcome to our 15-minute morning show podcast.
Watch how fast Tom leaves the room. Watch this.
You said podcast. You started walking out.
Oh, there he goes.
Bye, Tom.
Oh, my God.
Poor Tom.
Oh, shit. Are we still on?
We're still doing the podcast. All
right. Every time he comes in, we usually hit him with something horrific, though. So that's why I understand why he leaves.
It seems like he would learn, Gandhi. Just don't come in here.
Yes.
Everyone in the room, they're actually accusing me of trying to Jedi mind trick you on certain things and put ideas in your head that I say are your idea first. And you know
that never works.
No, it doesn't. No,
because I said I think it can backfire horrifically. And if he does that to an older person, I'm pretty sure it's against the law. So he's really walking the line there.
But my favorite thing is both Brody and Scary do this thing. Hey, remember when I told you we should have a discussion on the air about chocolate and versus white chocolate? You love that idea. And I'll look at them and go, I never love that idea. Because you guys do that all the time.
Yeah.
Remember we told you and you love that topic you want to talk about on the show? Never. I never, ever once said I like that.
Elvis, you know what? I can admit this too. Brody and Scary do this. They use your name when they come to me. They're like, hey, Elvis wants this song.
Oh, I know.
And then I'll put the song in and you'll go, I don't want to play this.
I'll tell you what, that gets results every time.
Yeah, but it's not the results.
That's stupid, and that's not fair.
You're wasting Garrett's time in the name of Elvis.
Next time anyone comes up to you and says, hey, Elvis really wants this song, ask me. Okay. I'll let you know if they're full of shit or not.
Okay.
Right.
You hear that, Brody?
Yeah, I heard that.
No, because you guys do those Jedi mind tricks all the time. Remember I told you about that topic? You loved it. I'll look at you and go, I never liked that topic.
No, I think you honestly don't remember. Like, I'll write it down.
I think you're full of shit.
Wait,
I think crazy. Everyone in this room knows exactly what I'm talking about.
I would say 80% of the time we lie to you, but 20%, there is that
20. I think it's higher than that.
There's a 20% where you sometimes, and sometimes you'll go, you know what? Thank you for reminding me. So we hold out hope for that one time where you'll go, thank you for reminding me.
This is bullshit. But this is bullshit.
2016, you said thank you.
Gary does it with days off when he goes like, hey, you still want to take Monday off.
Okay, wait, everyone's talking at the same time.
Back in the day, years ago, before Nate booked the guests, I booked the guests. And there were several times where I would book a guest, and the morning that the guest was supposed to come on the show, Elvis would say to me, why did you book this guest? I never said yes to this guest. And he would get very upset. So I started to have Elvis sign contracts that said, you book this guest. Please sign this contract.
That so lasted that, 3 days.
Yeah, that didn't yeah. last very long. But so sometimes back then you did forget.
Hey, you know what? Just be happy I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm happy. I'm we so are. For your
sometimes I have electricity in the head. Sometimes I don't.
I used to have a boss that I had to make sign contracts for stuff, and then it got to the point where he would then just rip the contract up in my face.
Oh, he never did that. Thank God.
Well, I still think Gandhi and Froggy are excluded from this, but I think everybody else needs to work for another morning show host for a week and then realize how great it is here.
Right.
Yes,
we have all worked for other people that aren't that great.
It's true.
Yeah.
The rest of you are a bunch of spoiled little babies.
You guys have no idea how good we have it.
This has been my only job ever. I got this job in college, and I'm still here to this day. I don't know what it's like outside of this bubble.
I think you should find out.
Soft little baby.
You know what? I'm going to remind you tomorrow you said that.
Here's your backpack.
I'll back you up on that.
Yes, 20% of the time.
I'll back you up on that one.
Hey, Elvis, don't you remember yesterday when you said Scary should go get another job? And you'll be like, I do remember that one.
Froggy, what were you saying?
No, you also do this to Elvis where you say, hey, you still want to take Monday off, right? Elvis is like, no.
Every teacher's off on Monday. Every teacher's off.
And then he tries to get the rest of us, hey, you need to help me out with this.
Right. You know, Scary go, you know, Monday's Arbor Day, right?
Yes.
We really should take off.
It was. We missed it.
We took it off last year. We did
He lies about previous years. We took off Arbor Day for a number of years, and you liked it.
And how often has that worked with you?
No, it doesn't. Although we now take off Columbus Day occasionally?
Never again.
No, never again. But we did once. He lied to you, and you fell for it. And then you said, never again.
Elvis, here's how I know this is true about Scary doing the days off thing, because you were out of the room, and the first example we said was, Scary uses Arbor Day all the time.
Arbor Day.
And you just said Arbor Day.
Exactly.
See?
It's Flag Day.
Scary.
Yeah, Flag Day.
Scary, Scotty.
Did you just turn me back on? Was I off the whole time again?
No, you were on. You were on the whole time.
Because I saw you look at me and then do this.
You're on.
Elvis likes when he turns you off. Scary reminded him.
All right, how many more time? I've got a meeting.
I think good. I think we've squozen all the juice out of this that we could possibly
squozen
word again. I just made it one.
I'll vote yes. Squozen's a word.
I thought it was squozeded.
Squozed.
Tomorrow. So yesterday was I screenshotted you.
Oh, I thought it was screenshot.
I did too, but someone said screenshotted. I was like,
oh, I always say screenshotted. Is that not correct?
I don't know.
Well, screenshot is the item.
I think the screenshot's the noun and the screenshotted is the past tense verb.
You should say screenshot.
Screenshot. Hold on.
Can Nate tell his joke that he was telling us earlier?
Okay.
This is such a dad joke.
This is so funny. How would Sean Connery describe Amber Heard's bed sheets?
How?
They're shatten.
It's they're just funny that you laugh at it.
They're shatten. Get it?
I get it.
They're shatten.
I love telling Sean Connery jokes. I said shit on my face.
Not shit on my face.
Shit on my face.
Like,
I love that emphasis.
Don't have a
shrug. All right, we gotta get out of here. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Shatten.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/One Love to try it free now.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.